The reading this morning is taken from 1 John 1, 3 to 10. We proclaim to you what we have seen and heard, so that you also may have fellowship with us. And our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. We write this to make our joy complete. This is the message we have heard from him and declare to you. God is light, in him there is no darkness at all. We claim to have fellowship with him and yet walk in the darkness. We lie and do not live out the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, purifies us from all sin. If we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. If we claim we have not sinned, we make him out to be a liar, and his word is not in us. This is the word of the Lord.
Hello, my name's Peter. I need glasses, new glasses. Each of us is an innkeeper who decides if there's room in the inn. Well, have you made room for Jesus this Christmas? Have you been morally challenged this Christmas? Just give you a moment to take in the scene. There's Father Christmas deciding whether to threaten to eat the reindeer. Or like this poor animal. I ate the baby Jesus from our Christmas nativity scene. I'm not looking forward to the second coming. We all know about the three wise men. They're on their journey at the moment. They were late turning up, as you know. They turn up on the 6th of January. Do make sure you keep your Christmas decorations up until the 6th of January, because that's how long Christmas lasts. It lasts a long time, doesn't it? There's three wise men there, and I think the other one is Donald Trump. I know a better way, the best way in history. No one knows a better way than me, said wise man Donald. Church life's a funny thing. If you do something for the first time, it's something new. If you do it the next year, it's what we always do. And if you do it a third time, it's become a tradition. Well, here's a warning. Heather and I took the last service of 2017, and it was something new. We're doing it again this year. It's becoming what we always do. And if we do it again next year, it'll be the tradition that's been established here at CSK. So as soon as you get home, please email the vicar and say you want something different so that you don't get stuck in a rut. The only difference between a rut and a grave is its depth. Let's pray together. At the end of my talk a year ago, we used this prayer. And we're going to pray it again. Thank you, God, that what lies behind us is behind us by your grace. And we meant that we can have a fresh start with God. Thank you for that fresh start and that clean slate as we move into 2018 and now into 2019. Help us to write into 2018 and now into 2019 what you would have us write. Help us to read your word as a lamp to our path. Help us to reflect your light into the world. Help us to listen to you as well as speak to you in our prayers. Give us faith for one step more throughout the year. Help our Christian character to grow. Help us to face future uncertainties with the knowledge that you love us perfectly and that your perfect love casts out all our fear. Amen. It's gone on strike. Why has it gone on strike? There we are. A couple of weeks back, as I was speaking, I mentioned Brexit. Just 3 months to go now on Plan A, or Plan B, or Plan C, or whatever plan we're on now. I mentioned it then to get your attention. I said, we are the people of God, Our citizenship lies not in a Burgundy or a Navy passport, but in the kingdom of God. Our hope lies not in being a sovereign nation controlling our borders and halting immigration, any more than it lies in Brussels and obeying all their rules. Our hope lies in Jesus and his sovereignty, on our recognizing his sovereignty in our lives, putting Jesus first each day, on recognizing his sovereignty in the world around us, how he's working in and through and even despite events. By his birth, his life, his death, his resurrection and ascension back to heaven, Jesus wiped our slate clean, gave us a fresh start. He's shown us a better way to live. He's made himself available in prayer. He's giving us faith and strength for our journey, and he's with us every step of the way. We carry his passport. I don't know what colour it is, but we carry it. We are secure in him. Well, how's 2018 worked out for you personally? For some of us, I know it's been a bit of a struggle, but others I know are buzzing with God's blessing. For CSK as a congregation, 2018's been pretty good. Growing congregations, growing work with children and young people, more small groups and more people coming to them. The virtual gifting of the land behind the church to enable us to expand, and Chimes is getting busier. God is so good. We used these words in our service last year too. There's a lot of repetition going on this year. We used these words in the service last year. You are the light of the world. A town built on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. I think we used that last week as well. I pointed out last year that Jesus said in John's Gospel, I am the light of the world. But in Matthew's Gospel, it says we are the light of the world. That's we, you and me individually. We working together, the community here at CSK, are the light of Hampton. We won't be too ambitious. We won't go for the world yet. We are the light in Hampton. People do not light a lamp and put it under a bucket. Instead, they put it on a stand and it gives light to everyone in their family, in their community, in their place of work. In the same way, let your light be visible to others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. What has to happen before anyone can see your good deeds? You have to do a good deed. That was easy. Come on, come on. So what's your New Year's resolution? Do you want to be more awesome in 2019? Do you want to be more awesome for Jesus in 2019? Let's be more awesome for Jesus in 2019. I do hope that'll be a resolution you make. I hope I can keep it. I hope you can keep it. I hope everybody in the CSK community can join in and be more awesome for Jesus in 2019. Not because we want to be better for the sake of it, but because we want to shine the light brighter in our lives and in the lives of our community. Because everybody else here in Hampton, they too can have their slates wiped clean and be given a fresh start by God. Let's be more awesome in 2019. In the top picture there, there's a young girl on the left-hand side of the picture saying hello to Father Christmas at Cheeseman's department store in Maidstone. And on the bottom picture, there's a little boy on the left saying hello to Father Christmas, the same Father Christmas, in a department store, Cheeseman's of Maidstone, in the early, well, the mid-1950s. That was Heather and me saying hello. We didn't know each other at the time, but we saw the same Father Christmas. It's rather sweet. At home, I've got the details of a Santa training school and a Santa agency. A friend of mine gave them to me in the belief that I might like a little seasonal job to supplement my vicar's pension. I am tempted, and that's why I've not been to the barber since September. But sadly, I do have to go in January, and I have a suspicion he's going to charge me double. One of the problems of impersonating Santa for me is that a myth has grown up around him, and it's said that he asks children if they've been good, some say nice, or bad, some say naughty, during the year, as though that'll make a difference to the present he'll give them. That really isn't the Christmas message for me. If you've been naughty, apparently, you only get a lump of coal. Let's watch a video together. Look out and listen for the theology, that's thinking about God, in the video. It's about how can we can be more awesome for Jesus in 2019. Thank you. In the story that we heard there, a child had asked for a Bible. Does your child have a Bible they can learn from? Is it an age-appropriate Bible? Are there good pictures? Are there bits there in the Bible there that the child's got that refers to salvation as well as just the thumping good stories? Is it modern English and easy to understand? Dare I say, have the duller bits been missed out? But are the vital bits included? And how about your grandchild and your neighbour's child? And have they read it? Could you read it for them? Can you sow the seed in a child's life or a grown-up's life? Perhaps you're saying, I'm no one special to be able to do that. Well, neither was the elf in the story. When you become a Christian, that is, confess your need for forgiveness and thank Jesus for what he did for you at Easter and decide to follow Jesus every day, it's a great idea to tell someone, and that's what the elf did. We heard that she was a bit awkward about it, that she was unprepared for it, but she did it. She didn't wait for some special training. She just went ahead and did it. She did what her heart was telling her to do, and she did it well enough. Santa didn't make an instant response. He went away and thought about it. She planted a seed. And maybe you're thinking afresh about Christianity after Christmas. Ooh. Santa understood that there were two types of people, the naughty and the nice, the good and the bad. The naughty, he gave a lump of coal, and the nice, he gave their chosen gift. He thought in this way about children, but treated adults just the same, naughty and nice. To give away more gifts and to disappoint fewer children, he considered that trying to be good was good enough. Or nobody would get a gift, he realized, because all have sinned. Nobody is good. A criminal, an atheist, a Christian, even vicars look. Nobody is good. But what the elf had told him had turned it all upside down. He realized that those who thought they were good enough were simply just deluded. Even he, Santa, was on the naughty list. But the elf had explained to Santa that Jesus offered even the naughty grace and love, not coal. Jesus offered mercy, forgiveness, a fresh start, cleansing. Not by being good, but as a free gift. When Santa grasped the gospel, he didn't know what to do. So the elf said nervously, "How about I pray with you?" Again, she hadn't done the training course. She'd not been signed off as fully trained by the vicar. But she was a step or two ahead of Santa in this. And she prayed quite nervously. But Santa did become a Christian. Santa, we are told now, had a new message to share with everyone, that everyone can enjoy the gift of Christmas. Will you, like me, make this New Year's resolution? Will you try to keep it? Will you be more awesome for Jesus in 2019? Each of us is an innkeeper who has to decide if there is room in the inn for Jesus. Is there room in our heart for Jesus? Will we allow him to come in for the first time or come in afresh? Will he allow him to come in completely in 2019? Now, what might that look like? We're going to see another video, a shorter one this time. One I think we saw last Sunday. Santa might well say this prayer. My dear precious Jesus, I didn't mean to take your place. I only bring toys and things, and you bring love and grace. People give me lists of wishes and hope that they come true. But you hear prayers of the heart and promise your will to do. Children try to be good and not to cry when I'm coming into town, but you love them unconditionally, and that love will abound. I only leave a bag of toys, a temporary joy for a season, but you leave a heart of love full of purpose and reason. I have a lot of believers and what one might call fame, but I never heal the blind or try to help the lame. I have rosy cheeks and a voice full of laughter, but no nail-scarred hands or a promise of a hereafter. You may find several of me in any town, but there's only one in omnipotent you to answer a sinner's call. And so, my dear precious Jesus, I pause here to pray, to worship and adore on this your birthday. And here are some words from an American Christian leader. When the song of the angels is stilled, when the star of the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, then the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among people, to make music in the heart. So, will you be more awesome for Jesus in 2019?